Soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here.
Everybody dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody.
God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there
anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
This year's Girls Rock Camp Showcase takes place Saturday, July 12th at the Rio Theater at 1 p.m. It will feature 8 new bands of 8 to 17-year-old girls that formed and wrote original songs at a 5-day summer camp. Girls Rock Camp is a social profit organization that works to build self-esteem in female-identified youth through music creation and performance. Tickets are $10 at Audiopile and at Red Cat Records or online at girlsrockcampvancouver.ca. This could be the funniest, cutest, and weirdest show you'll see all year.
Catalano Street Party, Vancouver's biggest music and arts festival, is back July 12th from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Come on down to West 4th Avenue for over 50 great bands, including Grapes of Wrath, Ben Sinister, Humans, Lightning Dust, and a special performance by the Poppy Family, starring Susan Jax with members of the New Pornographers, Black Mountain, and Destroyer. Over 40 tasty food carts, hundreds of Vancouver's best vendors, and the new Desjardins Family Zone will highlight the day. Catalano Street Party, Saturday, July 12th, brought to you with love by the merchants of West 4th Avenue.
Thank you.
La gente dicen que música puede calmar la bestia salvaje, que riendo es el mejor medicina, y poesía ser sentimientos más profundo de la perspicacia. Las historias somos más juntos entre tiempo y espacio, y una canción es como una foto, dice una historia. It is said that music can soothe the savage beast, that laughter is the best medicine and poetry can make us feel deeper by thought. Stories bring us closer together through time and space, and a song is like a picture, it tells a story. I would like to humbly present The Medicine Show.
The Medicine Show. The Medicine Show is a variety show which features artists doing original material, which is the medicine. Artists whose material and insight is healing by nature, content which reflects our culture in order to stimulate thought and reconsideration to a positive point.
They say a smile is contagious. Share.
To everyone, everywhere.
This is CITR 101.9 FM, and you are tuned into the Late Night Show. I'm DJ Ray along with Jason and Tyrone. Coming up afterwards at midnight is the Late Night Show.
All right. Well, tonight we are welcoming yet more original local independent artists, Matt Storm and Zach Saunders, as well as an Alberta-born Woodland Cree filmmaker, actor, Gerald Auger. So
we are starting off with the music of Matthew Storm. Welcome, Matt. Who grew up in Vernon, B.C., and came to town 3 years ago.
Yep.
He's now in a couple of projects, namely a group called Ray, mm-hmm. Spelled R-E-E.
With an accent,
Ray, who we're hoping to have on soon. They have a gig coming up this summer at the Pride Festival. Matt is awaiting the mastering of his first EP, which will be available later on this summer, hopefully. you're working on it. So welcome, buddy. So how's it going?
Good. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, we're excited to hear you. I just got onto your stuff. Jason just passed me over your stuff yesterday, so it was really interesting to hear and to have you here to kind of do it live.
Yeah, I'm excited to play. I saw an ad and responded, and yeah.
It's very nice to have you here. So what is the first song you're going to play for us to get us all kicked off with some music and get the medicine going?
The first song is called I Don't Even Know, and it's kind of a song about just being unsure about life and getting through it.
Beautiful. Let her rip anytime.
When you're ready, we're ready.
Yep, we're ready.
I don't even know what I'm supposed to do yet. Please don't step close, just give me some room, yeah. 'Cause I don't need sympathy, yeah. And I just need a melody, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I might break down. It doesn't even seem like these people hear the same sound. I think I might break free and finally figure out what the hell it is I'm supposed to be. I think I might break through and start living my life like it's more than just something to do. And once I get my brain free, I find out what it means to me. 'Cause I don't even know what I'm supposed to do yet. Please don't step close, just give me some room, yeah. 'Cause I don't need sympathy, yeah. And I just need a melody, yeah. Yay, yay, yay. Yeah. I don't even know what I'm supposed to say yet. Please don't come close or get in my way, yeah. Cause you don't feel the things I feel, yeah. And I don't feel the things you feel, yeah. Yay, yay, yay. Yay, I yay, yay,
love the voice, the quality, the tone is like butter. It's really smooth. Mm. Really like it.
We're going to come right back and get some public service announcements. This is the Medicine Show. Coming right back.
Medicine Show.
How much more do you? How much do you know about bikes?
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Quetzal Enno Street Party, Vancouver's biggest music and arts festival, is back July 12th from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Come on down to West 4th Avenue for over 50 great bands, including Grapes of Wrath, Ben Sinister, Humans, Lightning Dust, and a special performance by the Poppy Family, starring Susan Jacks with members of the New Pornographers, Black Mountain, and Destroyer. Over 40 tasty food carts, hundreds of Vancouver's best vendors, and the new Desjardins Family Zone will highlight the day. Catalano Street Party, Saturday, July 12th, brought to you with love by the merchants of West 4th Avenue.
And we're back. This is the Late Night Show. I'm DJ Ray along with Jason and Tyrone. And we have a special guest. Who is the special guest? Is
Matt Storm. We're his new fans. It was just great. We just heard him play. It was just brilliant, bro. Really love the saltiness and the maturity in your voice. So that's great. That's great. Keep it up. It's good work.
So you're working on your EP, and is this... Is there a theme to the EP? Is it all love songs, or is it funk, or...?
No real theme, just songs that I've been think, you know, should be recorded. It's kind of, it's got an eclectic feel to it. There's kind of go all over the place.
Good. So you're 24 now, is it?
25.
25, mm-hmm. And so it sounds to me that you've made some recent changes growing and having some different perspective lately and come up with a few... ideas of your own about philosophy. So,
yeah.
How you feeling these days? Is it making you happier to be more introspective?
Yeah, I feel good. I mean, I moved to the city a few years ago, and it definitely changes you living in a big city and being around this amount of people. And I come to, you know, accept a lot more things, and You see a lot more.
You grow. You evolve as a human when you are experienced kind of a bigger urban scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you come to accept things like you may not necessarily agree with it or know what it's about, but
totally.
You understand what makes people happy. And,
exactly.
But, you know,
and they have compassion that they just get to live their lives anyway because you have yours to take care of.
Exactly.
Which is great for like a writer, like a singer-songwriter or a poet. Someone writing a novel, I think that, especially in the city, the fodder of content from the people and our environment that surrounds us is great, especially for music.
Definitely, yeah.
So, in all that, we have the show today is brought to you by the word energy. How does that make you feel? What is it? What thoughts does it bring to your head?
Well, energy is pretty vast when you think of energy, but I mean, being in the city, you definitely get lots of different energy, and I've been playing shows with my band lately, and it's crazy to feel the energy when people start cheering you on, and you can actually really feel it, and it really, really inspires you. So, yeah.
Do you ever notice that when you're on stage and you come to, like, a crescendo, and you notice that everybody's sort of the beat of the dancing, or the way people are even moving their hands on the table, you can feel the energy of the people interacting with your music, and does that change your performance?
Yeah, it does, definitely. I mean, like, it's just, like, the larger the crowd, the better, it seems, too. I mean, you feel the energy, and it really inspires you.
Oh, I love that. Big crowd.
Yeah, big crowd. I'm starting to enjoy you. The bigger the crowd, the more fun it is.
Totally. Yeah, because you realize that you're actually reaching people more and more and more and more, and that's the premise of why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Right? It's like a music is kind of like having a silent voice.
Yeah.
Without the words, you're able to kind of sing it, which is, I find, is a kind of like a more sacred way of kind of sharing.
And like,
some people might say they would like to play with a particular person. Some people like to play in a particular place or go somewhere special with their career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would be your ultimate moment in your career? Would it be to play with somebody or to be a particular, achieve something?
Yeah, I haven't really thought about it. I mean, I just want to play more and reach more people and, you know, affect more people's music.
Yes. The question we were asking the other bands last week, which is very kind of close to what he was saying, was if you had an ideal city that through your career then you were asked to come to play in because you've kind of reached that plateau, what city would it be?
I don't know. I've never thought about it.
There's Carnegie Hall, there's...
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Like, amazing to play.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. There's Massey Hall,
Space Shuttle, man. Do it.
Yeah. Well, I went to... Actually, one of the first shows I ever went to was Ben Harper at the Greek in L.A.
Excellent.
And I would love to play at the Greek.
Exactly. So there you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
So this is down in history. We'll remember this time. You'll be playing at the Greek going, dude, I told those guys I'd be here.
Yeah.
And you have it, dude. You really do. So keep it going.
Cool. Yeah.
Nice. Another song?
Yeah. What do you got?
What do you got?
This one's called Easy, and it's... I've been working on it for the new EP, so...
Sweet.
Very nice.
Give it a try.
Let us have it. Matt Storm, everyone. Ethan.
I started moving like a freight train, but I slowed down. Trying to find a place to stay, and everything just changed when I broke down everything that I was trying to say. So if you wanna follow me, I could take you places you ain't been before. And if you get hungry, we can't eat food. Ain't talking stuff that you can buy at the store. But if you trying to tell me what to say, you should know that nothing gonna get in my way when I'm trying to break free. I got stories that I could tell you that will make me reminisce on things I've seen before. So if you're feeling caged up, you can break free just enough as you can get out the door. And if you start looking around, well, you just might find out something that you're trying to do. And if you gain wisdom and some insight, know that you might be the one in the few. But if you're trying to tell me what to say, you should know that nothing gonna get in my way when I'm trying to break free. Well, they locked my mind, but I broke myself free. Broke away from the chains and the ropes that bound me. I'ma find my way, but I don't think it's gonna be easy. I'ma find my way, but I don't think it's gonna be easy. Easy, easy.
You have that butter voice, that John Mayer, that it thing that is really there. Like, it's really smooth. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Do you like Rob Thomas?
I'm very impressed.
Yeah, I get down with a little Rob Thomas.
Yeah. Really,
yeah, I just noticed a tiny bit of inflection there on the on the voice. Totally. So, why don't we just keep on going with that theme, and do you want to go right into another song?
Sure.
At your leisure. He's tuning up a little bit, and be looking for Matt Storm. You're listening to Matt Storm, who is from Vernon and now in Vancouver.
We're on the Medicine Show here on CITR 101.9 FM, online at CITR.ca.
Excellent.
So this is an acoustic version of the Wait and See song that I have online. And it's got another little verse in there, kind of a different feel to it. I've said things that I see will go to my head, but I can see through you, yes, I can see through you. I thought I knew you, yes, I thought I knew you. Questions they answer, and questions they ask, yeah. I cannot help you, and you cannot help me. Well, this relationship, it is not healthy. Just wait and see. You can just wait and see.
Thank you right away, just coming right out, because I'm just going to say, because I'm sitting here going through that, because I'm always trying to cue kind of like what's from the past and how it's evolved into the future. And it was like a female, like a male version of Erykah Badu.
Oh, yeah.
Just that groove, that slow, the smacking of the drum.
I like Erykah Badu,
Oh, yeah, and just your vocals and that falsetto was just brilliant, man. I loved it.
Thank you.
Really great. Yeah.
So, I had this question about recommending any medicinal music that people can access that would be alternative to what you hear on the radio, something that would be therapeutic or medicinal for you that you found beneficial. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll say right away that your voice sounded like a girl named Sierra Benhoff from the United States, Texas area, who's out of Los Angeles now. She's an independent artist. And she was called Sierra Lives on the Moon. That was her stage name, Sierra Benhoff, in case that would be my recommendation for some therapeutic, real emotional, good music. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything that you, any like cult classic stuff that you, that people wouldn't have heard of?
Well, I haven't really been into the indie and the, I don't really listen to much new stuff lately. I've kind of just been, I listen to a lot of 60s, 70s soul stuff.
Totally.
Beautiful.
And lately I've been, I just got into this guy, Frankie Beverly. Frankie Beverly's Raw Soul. And this song, While I'm Alone, has been, I've been really inspired by that song. And
that's something to look at then.
Yeah. And Donny Hathaway, too. I've been
totally
really
beautiful.
Into Donny Hathaway.
Amazing, amazing.
One of the best. One of the best.
Totally.
You got me?
For what?
A song that people... Never mind. I was thinking of a...
I'm just totally into Mad here.
I know.
He just blew my mind. Like, again, you're asking, and I think what he did was, you know, growing up, obviously Motown was in our house, right? And and I think with the indie scene right now, it's just so rock influenced that it's really nice to hear that, you know, it's not Motown, but it's the evolution of what I'm talking about. And it has that really amazing nuances to blues and a little jazzy and then soul and R&B and just in the way you're phrasing a little bit of hip-hop. And
yeah, so, definitely. Hip-hop was a big influence on me.
You can hear it. And so to be able to kind of fuse all of those together, that's what the new music is all about. So it's, very, it's very avant-garde progressive. We like using
okay,
that word.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Do you have one more song you want to play for us before we say
I can play one more.
Matt, online, I know I got private access to it. Can other people access any of this stuff while they're waiting?
Yeah, you can access it. It's on Facebook. I think facebook.com/MattStormMusic. And I've got that one song up on Bandcamp. And I'm going to be putting another song up really soon. Hopefully this weekend. And I'm actually going to play it right now.
Okay.
It's kind of an acoustic version, but I'll have a version of that up soon.
So looking forward to it, man. Sound great. Go.
Thank you, Matt Storm.
What's it called?
It's called Am I Dreaming?
Am I Dreaming, Matt Storm.
I think my guitar is kind of out of tune. Am I dreaming, or did I miss my chance? Slip right through my hand, 'cause I'm dreaming. When will I awake? So I can start from scratch with my mistakes erased. Because I'm slipping through my fingers, 'cause it's all inside of me. I let it free now. I let it free now. Cause my hours
I spent searching my mind and dying for something meaningful where I can put my time. And my hours, they seem to fall behind. And I just chase them down. Could never catch the time. Because I'm slipping through my fingers. Cause it's all inside of me. I let it free now. I let it free now. I let it free now. I let it free now.
Is that we're gonna actually have?
We have some computer technology
technical difficulties. Oh, okay. So for that reason, we have an extra few minutes. And so tell us about you said a little bit about your influence. Tell us about that.
My influence is when I was younger.
Sorry. Oops.
A big influence on me was Jack Johnson, and I kind of heard him, and I was like, this is what I want to do. I want to do something like this. So I just started writing songs like he did and playing the way he did with the downbeat on everything and really relaxed. And from that, I kind of moved on. I got into hip-hop a lot when I was in kind of end of high school, 90s hip-hop. And that was a big influence on me too. Just the way that it grooves and whatnot, and like the low end, all of that, the lyricism. And from there, I started researching the samples they would use, because they would use those old soul funk samples.
Exactly.
And I never really realized that those were songs in themselves in the 60s and 70s. And so I got into that, and now I'm into. Yeah, soul and funk, like Bill Withers and Donny Hathaway and Stevie Wonder,
what's
guys.
Wonderful again, and I'll bring it up again, is that, of course, for me, I'm 50, so I've come from that era of 60s and 70s and listening to the riffs, and so when there's a new artist that comes along that has a certain something that resonates to that, but has done so well that, you know, I'd say. My niece, who is like 12, mm-hmm. is going to enjoy it. But then my mom, who's 70, is going to turn around going, hey, I like this new Matt Storm guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You know, because of the little nuances that you have that are in the back of the retro of your work. And,
yeah.
And again, like I said right away, it's like kind of John Mayer and then the male version of the falsetto that you have, mm-hmm. which has that Erykah Badu kind of scratchiness mm-hmm. to it. So
yeah, I really like that too, like Erykah Badu and D'Angelo.
Yeah,
I bought the Voodoo album when I was like 19, and
yeah,
I was
exactly
really into that.
So you have that flavor, which is really, you know, interesting to kind of see the fusion. Mm-hmm. Of your type of music, because, you know, people do either one or the other, or some of t- two of it,
yeah.
But you have 4 to 5 different genres all packed into one, and I think it's a really great run that you're on.
Yeah.
So keep up the good work.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for coming on board.
So we're going to come right back, and we're going to do some station IDs. Stick around. This is the Late Night Show.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you. Thank you, ice cream man.
You want me?
Station ID.
Oh yes, this is the not the late night show. That's coming up next. You're tuned into the Medicine Show. I'm DJ Ray along with Jay and Ty.
And this is CITR Campus Radio 101.9 FM.
Yes.
for UBC. With us in the studio now is Zach Saunders, who has been performing since the age of 14. Zach was born in Vancouver and has some old roots in this land, although himself he is quite young. At barely 20 years old, he has sorted out a few things as a beautiful philosophy that despite it all, the world still turns and things are beautiful. So, which is the name of the song that he wrote that has been stuck in my head all week? So, he has played in Norfolk. Where is that?
Norva in Norfolk, Virginia.
There you go. And the House of Blues in Hollywood, California. Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood. Universal Studios in Hollywood. And please welcome independent singer, songwriter, musician Zach Saunders. Welcome, Zach. Zach, what are you doing to sing?
Hey, I guess I'll start off with that first song. I guess despite it all, it's wonderful and beautiful. But I guess this first song I wrote, I guess it was funny. It was right after I graduated high school. It was the summer after I graduated high school, and that was like 2 years ago. So I'm pretty young.
Nice.
And I was living in Virginia. I was living in Hampton when I went to high school. And if anybody knows anything about Hampton, it's kind of like a sprawling city, kind of like it's a city. It's got downtown.
Were you born in Virginia?
No, I was born here in Vancouver. Okay. Yeah, but my dad's American, mother's Canadian, you know, so my dad's down in the States. But yeah, I was staying, if you know anything about Hampton, it's like a city, but like kind of not, it's not the same as like Vancouver, for example. And then I went from that to like a sprawling city to living out in the country. I stay with my best buddy in the world. His name's Carson Norton. A shout out to Carson Norton out there in case you're tuning in, man. Love you, bro.
Hey, Carson.
Hey, Carson.
He's a great drummer. Anyway, I was staying out there and he had this big, beautiful house right out. And I would sit on the porch in the back and you can see the swamps and you could just, there's only one road there, the one main road. And you see, like, we had this little lake, there'd be turtles there and logs. It was just so nice. And it's so funny. We all live in, we live in cities. And we're just used to seeing hustle bustle all the time. We all get so caught up in the things that are going on with us right now in this moment, and what might happen in the future, and this happened in the past, and yada yada, right here in the city. And as soon as you leave the city, all that doesn't matter, because the fact that you're late for your job interview, like, it doesn't mean that, you know, the world peace is not, you know, just totally. The world's going to keep turning, and it's still
the frogs will still be jumping.
Yeah, exactly.
And the birds are still making nests, right?
Yeah, so that's what kind of inspired me to write this song, because it was 3 o'clock in the morning, too, of all times, and I could only sleep so much, and I saw the moonlight. It was beautiful.
I love the concept of it, because that's what we're here, what we're doing here on The Medicine Show. It's about giving positive vibes out to the people out there, and what a wonderful thing to call a song wonderful.
Yeah.
Great. Tells a lot about the man himself, right?
I guess.
I hope so. Go for it.
You don't even know who you are. A million thoughts apart of you knows exactly what you need. Planes and trains and cars will not take you far enough, so run to the start. When you look both ways, a thousand eyes gaze at you. When it's a right turn only, but you go straight through the day. Birds fly high. You're bigger than the sun.
You're taller than the sky, so high, but you're down to earth. You're down to no more size. You're the lighthouse in the dark. No water can put out your spark. You're amazing. When you look both ways, a thousand eyes gaze at you. When it's a right turn only, but you go straight through the day. Birds fly high and leaves will fall. Life goes on after all, and the world goes round and round. It's wonderful when you're pushing but you're moving backwards. Never will it fall behind. It'll be yours. Gaze at you. When it's a right turn only, but you go straight through the day. Birds fly high and leaves will fall. Life goes on after all, and the world goes round and round. It's wonderful.
We're going to come right back in a moment. This is The Medicine Show.
Late Night Show is the start of the weekend. We play basic drum and bass or jungle all throughout the night. Later as it winds down, it gives your sense that some music needs a no-beat tempo, or some ambient sounds, or just industrial sounds where the music's going to the floor. Tune in every Saturday mornings right after BPM Vibe here on CITR 101.9 FM. Or if you want to hear us other parts of Canada, United States, or Australia, or anywhere that you happen to have a computer, check us out online at CITR.ca.
The Jalagas issue of Discorder is here. Be sure to pick up a copy around town or check it out online at discorder.ca and catch features on Pat Locke, Dirty Spells, Horses Records, The Beelines, and so much more. Also be sure to peep the Discorder playlist, now available through SoundCloud. And a very special thank you to this issue's advertisers, Audiopile Records, CCEC Credit Union, Catalano Street Party, LiveVan.com, the Ponderosa Festival, the Queer Arts Festival, the Rickshaw Theater, Rifflandia, the Media Club, Vancouver Fetish Weekend, Vancouver Fringe Festival, Vancouver Queer Film Festival, the Victory Square Block Party, and Vinyl Records.
Bam!
Peanut butter and jam!
What the f*** are you doing, Phil?
Right now it's time to...
Peanut butter.
Dance!
First you dig the peanuts and you dig them. You dig them. Then you crush them. Then you spread them. Peanut butter.
Dance!
Peanut butter.
Dance, mother...
If
you're looking for the best in local music and local food, it's got to be Peanut Butter and Jams with your host Brenda and Jordy, alternating Thursdays 6 to 7:30. Check it out.
And we are back. This is the Medicine Show. I'm DJ Ray along with Jay and Ty.
Yoo-hoo. That's the ITR 101.9.
We bring it to you
Medicine
at 10:30 to midnight.
FM in Vancouver University Radio.
Unceded Coast Salish territory.
Come party with us.
Yes.
Yeah, really.
Come find me. I'll be hiding.
Here.
So the song that we were playing before, Tyrone.
Oh, yes, yes. So the song before... Zach played was Gregory Muth's You Can Count on Me, which is off his debut album, Gargantuan Dreams, which you can check out on iTunes or MuthTruthMedia.com / album Gargantuan Dreams debut.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll have Greg on the show in the next, I think in a couple of weeks he'll be coming on the show. And then we'll have
nice.
An interview and he'll play some songs off of this latest album and also off of his newest album coming up.
Nice.
And so more back to Mr. Zach Saunders.
Mr. Saunders.
Hey.
Good name, by the way, brother.
Thank you.
Cool name. You can't really... Well, what it is Jason gave me the name, but I didn't know what you looked like. And so... And so
I have that effect on
and
people.
And so you go around the corner and you're like, Zach Saunders. I was like, really? Nice.
I have sweet. even the sound of my voice.
Yeah.
I remember buying something on Craigslist. This guy is like, "Oh, so you're a white male?" I'm just like,
"That's great."
Good guess though.
Yeah, you have a good look.
So today's program was brought to you by the word energy. How does that make you feel?
Makes you feel good, man.
Do you have any thoughts around the word energy and what sort of thoughts does it provoke for you or in you with the word energy? And it doesn't matter what kind of and how you consider energy to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, it made me instantly think of the word emotion because I remember I read in a book somewhere, it's this book called Music, Search for Spiritual Growth Through Music by Victor Wooten. I kept talking about him early
while
we were spiking.
Yeah.
Talking. And, yeah.
I love it.
And something that really was profound about that book is he said, if you break down the word emotion, it literally means energy in motion. And other things I was reading too, it's just like your emotion, which is just physical, like just pretty much your energy, kind of dictates what you do. To kind of describe that, like, when you're angry, you do these type of things. Emotion and energy is just...
Are all the same. And just kind of like a rose with any other name would smell sweet, right? It's kind of the same thing in so many ways. Like, you use whether it's positive emotion or emotion or negative emotion, it's all energy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right?
And you can, like...
Flow.
What I've noticed, too, when you sit next to somebody and just sit there with them, you can feel...
Everything
like you can feel
up.
Like where they are in life,
like
whether
totally.
If they're angry or are nice
exactly.
or like, you know, just different things. You can sit there and
and a lot of times that has to do with the person themselves being aware, of what's going on, opposed to closed and not feeling anybody else's vibes.
Yeah, just like being caught up in your head and what you think, as opposed to taking a look at around you.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I think, would you not say, as a musician, you tend to, I think, because you're looking for content, you're constantly pulling in from the world, your writings and your music. So, you know, I think it would be a little more susceptible to people's energy because you're looking for it.
It's so funny you're talking about awareness because I remember I was hanging out with me and my uncle. I'll give him a shout out. Uncle JR, what's up, man? And Justine and Sage, I love everybody. And Dak, love you guys. Anyway, one more shout out, my buddy Rick, which... he has this band called The Unreal. They're a really good rock band.
Nice.
And if it wasn't for Rick Band, you and just really loving music, he did that for me.
Brilliant.
And I just respect everything he does. So The Unreal, check them out. They're an awesome band.
The Unreal.
Yes.
Do they have an internet presence as well?
They don't have a SoundCloud right now as The Unreal, but if you Google Rick Bludoff, RickBlodoff, and if you like search it at SoundCloud, you'll see all of their music up there.
Excellent.
That sounds like your recommendation for medicinal underground
Oh yeah. Well, they definitely they're definitely influenced by a lot of, you know, like Megadeth and that type of stuff. So yeah, I don't know if you guys
hardcore.
I know
that's
Yeah, man, they're cool. But I guess to get back to my original part, I was hanging out with my uncle, and one of his friends, he was like, "Zach, I really love your music, and the best part about it, I think there's something special when you can say something, like I was experiencing those same things that you said in that song, but I couldn't actually say it. I saw myself in that song, and you said it for me, and that was just a big release." Nice. And you said awareness, and I was like, yeah, I think that's a songwriter's job, is to make people more aware of the thoughts that they're having, and actually, like, because you can have a thought, like, in your subconscious, but you never know it's there until you see it in your universe.
Exactly.
And it's just like, and I think that's where, like, that's, yeah. I think that's why everybody likes Bruce Springsteen so much. Totally, like, he's the working man's music.
Exactly.
He could say things that I was feeling, but I couldn't say. But
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what
articulate.
People really, yeah.
Yeah.
So, we don't want to run out of time with you. So, you got any plugs for your career? Is there anything about you want to tell people about your goals or how to, you know, tell people, first of all, they can just search your name on SoundCloud, first of all, right? To hear Wonderful?
Yeah. Well, you can just go to my website, which is www.zachsaunders-. You got to have the dash. Somebody else bought the URL, Zach Saunders Music, so I had to buy the one with dash in it. And literally got rid of, like, 6 days after. It was kind of funny. But anyway, so Zach Saunders-Music. You spell my name ZachSaunders.
Excellent. Looking forward to that EP coming out. And did you have anything more?
Yeah, yeah. Right? I wanted to know is how do you think people relate to your music? Like you, I know you said about the guy who did the recording.
Yeah.
But what about people who have heard you play and you randomly came off the stage? What kind of comments did you receive in recognition of your work that makes you push forward? You know what I mean? It's kind of,
yeah,
like,
people are just like, I enjoyed that, you know, and I think I'm still, like, in this searching myself to try to find cool things to say, just really digging underneath, but I mean...
You're 22, right?
I'm 20.
You're 20, even.
Yeah.
So 20, okay.
Yeah,
so
but, I mean, I've still gotten good reactions, like, I just played at the...
You have a very mature look. I was thinking 25, 26.
I get that often.
Yeah, it's good.
But, I was over at the Tree Tea Cafe place on Granville, and I played there last night, and people enjoyed it. So I think, I find they might not come up to me, but I can see the joy in their eyes when I play. And that's before I was just playing, like, in the room, though, for this sensation that I would get in my, there's like a tickle that I feel in my head when I was a child. And then, went through this other phase of chasing something, and then now I'm at this phase when just, like, I love performing the most. Because I can see it when people are just like, have them, and they just smile, and they're just like, oh, you get it, like, you're like,
absolutely.
I enjoy,
you bring
it, you
us
know
in.
What I mean?
Yeah, it's the storytelling. And the performing, and then you're doing it for an audience, and if you don't have your audience, then you don't have your satisfaction.
Exactly.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Thanks for actually being a really easy person to interview. You actually seem to be answering questions that I want to ask. And
you are welcome,
articulate.
Man. I love to talk, so.
Yeah.
Well,
you're very articulate, which is
so,
really great.
Okay. You know, it's great, and completely, you know, for a young age, I like that you're quite awake and aware.
Very mature.
And thank you for sharing some wisdom with us today. We really love your music, and we want to hear some more before you go.
One more thing. So you have a frog as a tattoo on your arm.
Yeah.
And I am, I'm always pushing this book around. It's called The Medicine Wheel.
Okay.
So there's a Frog Clan and their brothers who wrote it back in the 1980s.
Yeah.
But it's about the medicine wheel, and your frog is from the Frog Clan. It's very special.
Yeah. Well, I'm Frog Clan. That's why I got
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I don't know much about it. That's why.
Exactly.
That's a big reason why I came back to catch up with family and just see, like, learn all the culture things. Like, I haven't said it yet, but I'm half Cree and Carrier. And very proud of it.
Yeah.
And I'm Frog and Bear.
Yes,
those
exactly. And so this book, The Medicine Wheel, has all the clans in it. And it will do a breakdown for you of your clan and tell you exactly what your people are like and also who you get along with the best. I'm Thunderbird Clan.
There you go.
And so check it out.
You should get one too.
Yeah.
Right here.
I have tons of, like, shirts and sweaters that my grandmom gave me, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's called The Medicine Wheel. Check it out.
Okay, cool.
Sweet.
I will.
Okay, one from Zach Saunders.
Here we go.
And we'll be back.
What's the name of this song?
After this.
The name of the song is called A Thought of You, and actually I wrote this song in Vancouver.
Nice. Here we go. Zach Saunders.
Okay.
I believe in you, and I can see through you, and I can breathe through you. The thought of you completes me. Plant a seed with you, lie down and sleep with you. Wipe your tears and weep with you. The thought of you completes me. When time is short, but the wait is long, the pages unfold after all. I love the way you make me feel, the way my heart throbs, the pain surreal. I love the way you say my name, the whispers in the dark won't be a shame. We are one, two. And I wish my dream come true, following the breadcrumbs to few, and days in the complexion of you. The thought of you completes me, makes my days long and full. Knowing that every charge not alone, and I was lost, now I'm found. The thought of you completes me. When time is short, but the wait is long, the pages unfold after all. I love the way you say my name, the whispers in the dark won't be a shame. We are one. To a better and brighter place. Take me away to a better and brighter place. I love the way you make me feel, the way my heart thaws, the pain surreal. I love the way you say my name, the whispers in the dark won't be ashamed.
Great job, man.
All right.
This is the Medicine Show. I'm DJ Ray.
Jay, and Ty.
Thank you, that was Zach Saunders again with another great melody.
Thank you, showing his skills.
thank you.
Yeah, and so we are going to pause for a few minutes, and we're going to come back with some more of Zach Saunders after these this next bit.
Yep. So we're going to do a little early break. We'll be back.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
This place is crazy. Hi, I'm Owen Wilson. I'm thinking about buying a house here in Vancouver, so why don't you come explore it with me? You know, I think we can have a really good time.
Help Owen Wilson explore Vancouver.
Okay, I just found a tree. What? Who are you? What are you doing here? Vancouver. Okay, I'm sorry if I sound like a bit of an asshole here, but this is some of the nicest grass I've ever seen in my life, Vancouver. Wow! What an absolutely gorgeous assortment of rocks. Wow! 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 What a character. And I said, Vince, I don't want to do Wedding Crashers 2. He said, oh, and this time we're crashing Google. It'll be totally different. But it wasn't. It was the same. Okay, I'm here outside the Amsterdam Cafe. Apparently, you can just go in there and buy weed and smoke weed, and it's no problem. I don't believe it. I don't think it's going to happen. So I'm just going to go in there and check it out. But I'm really doubtful about this right now. Wow! I'm going to get high. Wow! That is strong stuff. What's happening? What's happening? This is some of the nicest grass I've ever seen in my life, Vancouver.
Oh boy, that was the inspiration of Owen Wilson Loves Vancouver. Who's the the performer?
The comedian.
The comedian. Yeah.
Who was the comedian? Do you remember his name?
Well, you're the one that had it all up in front of you. I'm sorry that I don't have that information right this second. We'll get that for you in a few minutes.
It says Owen Wilson Loves Vancouver.
Yeah, it's a guy doing an impersonation of Owen Wilson in Vancouver.
He's brilliant. We want to get him on the show for sure.
Absolutely.
He's a local comedian from Vancouver and lives here, and he's been in L.A. and stuff.
Okay.
We're back in the studio with Zach Saunders and Matt Storm, and so we want to basically know, did you guys want to do a bit of poetry before we go into a song? I've got a piece of poetry. Do you want to do a piece of poetry?
Okay, you can do yours. Go for it.
And then...
Poetry time.
Let's do a poetry jam.
You first.
Me first? I thought you were going to go first. Don't you have
there a... There you go. There's a bit of background music.
Don't you have a mini series there?
There we go. Yes.
Like a mini drama series?
Okay, yeah. You guys keep playing right through it, okay? Just keep going, please.
Tú me vuelves loco, entre de mi corazón. Eres humilde, pero no mamón. Te doy de todo, no soy un mandalón. Me das perspicacia, eres mi bonbon. Con chistes y rías, todos de los días, te amo más y más. El mundo es voltando, saben, eres mía. Sano mano, corazón me das.
So what was the name of that?
It's called Me Vuelves Loco. It means you drive me crazy.
Right. And so the premise of that, like, just because obviously it was in another language.
Okay, in English it says, you drive me crazy in my heart. You're humble, but you're not an idiot. I give you everything, but I'm not a fool. You give me perspective. You are my candy. Con humor and laughter, every day I love you more and more. The world is turning, knowing that you are mine.
Ooh, it's getting hot. It's not just the weather.
Same
as the weather.
Same con your with your hands, you give me your heart.
Wow.
Cool. Okay. Why don't we break to one song from one of the boys?
Absolutely.
And then we'll come back to my poem.
All right.
And they're jamming together.
This sounds great. Like, I love it. This is so good. This is so great.
Matt Stone.
Who wants to go first? He just finished doing a run, so why don't you hit yours, Matt?
Yeah.
Storm, what's the name of the song, bro?
Waiting.
Waiting.
Yeah.
We've been waiting to hear this song, so he's going to play it. It's called Waiting. Matt Storm.
Take it away.
Where do I find myself now? It's hidden in my pride. And if you dug so deep, well, you still might not get inside. Why don't I let myself out? Why don't I chase my dreams? 'Cause if I wait much more, I might burst through at the seams. 'Cause I'm waiting for my chance, but it just won't come to me. You know I got to take some chances, and I've been living too comfortably. And I don't own these four chords. You probably heard them all before. But that just goes to show you that I don't care anymore. Well, I just need that something. Something inside myself. If I wait much more, I just might not have my health. 'Cause I'm waiting for my chance, but it just won't come to me. You know I got to take some chances, and I've been living too comfortably. I've been living much too comfortably now. I've been living much too comfortably. I've been living much too comfortably. I've been living much, much, much too comfortably.
Bravo. Very nice.
Nice.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
It's very, very. You like Jack Johnson?
Yeah.
Totally.
There you go.
Yeah,
totally. I hear the
smooth, yeah. Just smooth, so smooth. Really nice. Really nice and groovy, right? Like that pause, yeah. That step back, kind of that whole.
Yeah.
So sweet. Really.
That downbeat that he
does. It's so great.
Influence,
yeah.
On me.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. And you do it. You do it differently. It becomes your sound because your voice is completely different than his. It has elements of his, but it has a unique sound. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, as people hear you, eventually they'll be saying, you know, they'll know the voice by the name.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's great. Right. You have a great name, Matt Storm. So it's great.
Yeah. Matt Storm. So is dude. That's another question I want to ask. Is it real?
It's a real name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Family name?
Family name. My dad always said you got a good last name.
Yeah, give it. Full of Storm.
Yeah. I don't know where it comes from. I mean, my dad's American. And, I don't know where the name Storm came from.
Mm-hmm. Very strong name.
All right. So, as usual, I mean, you guys were really good. I'd like to invite both of you back sometime.
Well, we have this idea, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Really quickly, we have this idea at the end of the summer. What we plan on doing is inviting all the bands that we have on the show into
maybe
a mini.
Not all of them, but most
of them into a mini festival.
Yeah.
At the end, probably around Frosh Week, and have all the students and everything come see you.
Cool.
And so this is kind of like an idea that Jason and I are working on. So we'd love to have you guys a part of that, and we'll let you know when that's happening.
Okay.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if anybody out there in radio land is listening or in internet land that's podcast listening, if you have any questions, you can send them to myself, Jason Lawrence. My email address, and I can pass on messages to most guests, my email address is send to jasonlawrence@yahoo.com, including the words send to. So
all of the words.
I'll do this together. It's including the word send to Jason Lawrence. At yahoo.com, sendtojasonlawrence@yahoo.com.
All in one word.
Thank you so much. And so we're going back to Zach Saunders. What do you want to play for us?
I guess it's one more song, right? Okay, I guess I'll do this. Since it's the vibe in the room, I guess won't do the other song I had in plan, but
why
this
not?
Is still a good song. Well, it's kind of like we're kind of all chilled out, and I don't know.
Go high energy if you want to.
No, feel what you're feeling.
Yes.
Do it up, man.
It's okay if
you got the good. You got the good, so it's all good. Whatever's coming down, it's all going to be good.
All right, so when I was writing this song, I was listening to Andy Grammer. He has like this swung acoustic hip hoppy type of thing. So this is my own interpretation. It's not about the destination. It's not about the situation. It's all about the compilation of journeys, joys, and complications. How you gonna get there? Say, oh, it's gonna be a long ride. Say, oh, it's gonna be a while. Say, oh, it's gonna be a lot of fun. Cause life's too short to rush right through it. Beyond the moment, it's easier than trying to control it. Laughs and jokes and fun and games, it's all gonna amount to something one day. It's gonna be a while. You say, oh, it's gonna be a lot of fun. Cause life's too short to rush right through it. You're gonna get there. Body ba boom 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 body ba get it there, you gonna get it there. Be a while.
short to rush right through it. We're gonna get there. Get it there. Get it there. Oh. We're gonna get there.
Very nice.
I'm gonna make you sweet.
Thank you all.
Nice. Sweet.
Absolutely. So I wanted to make a comment real quick is that we were going to be having Gerald Auger, actor, a film producer, in, and he had to leave early tonight, so we can't have him on the show, but he said to say hello to everybody. And
yeah, and you can check him out. His new film is called Into the Wilderness. And
secrets.
Into the Wilderness.
It's called The Forgotten Truth of the Wilderness. Is the new one that's coming out.
Right.
Walking Alone was the first one. Honor Thy Father and The Forgotten Truth of the Wilderness, which is coming out, and which was originally called Jesus in the Lodge.
Right.
Which they drew back on the...
they changed the name because of...
It was scaring off people with the word Jesus.
Yeah.
Poor Jesus. He's just getting such a, bad rap, all these people.
but I think there's also people trying to protect it. So, you have both sides to it, right?
Right.
I
saw people protesting against Jesus on Granville.
You know how religion...
Are you kidding me?
It's so funny.
Protest against the religion, but the man? He didn't even...
The funny thing about that, because in Hollywood, man, there are Korean people just saying, Jesus is the way! in Korean and stuff, it was just kind of funny. They would march around with signs, but yeah.
Right, okay, so one last plug, anything you guys have to say, but your careers, you want to say anything, these shout outs, anything like that? Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Mom. Love you.
Okay. We're going to go right into a poem from my friend and co-pilot, Tyrone Bruce.
So this is from, this is another poem from the series 25th Verses. This one's called Misunderstanding Beauty. It says, sometimes we may find that we are or can be conditionally blind, yet unconditional beauty, if noticed, can be defined even through the veil of influences in which each individual has constructed in their minds. It is in the first glance of whether or not beauty has a chance, a strange dance of eyes in a trance, of what beyond attraction? Romance? Yet one well knows, as the story goes, the sting reality can bring. Preconceived notions can be an explosive thing, a wounding fling instead of a ring, a sought-after soulmate who turns out to be a self-absorbed ding-a-ling. For onward goes the quest of putting beauty to the test, an unending process with only occasional protest or rest, in search of our judgmental best. This is one of life's wonderments, yet also its cruel jest. In dispelling of the lies of one who holds beauty in their eyes, is that beauty should be revised as simply beauty, regardless of nationality, gender, preference, appearance, or size. Misunderstanding beauty.
Excellent. Taking a second look at beauty. I think it's brilliant. Saying goodnight with Zach Saunders and Matt Storm. Do we,
What's up? You
anything else?
Yeah.
Say hey.
Before we say goodbye.
Anyway, it was just really great having you guys. I think discovering the new indie scene in Vancouver is something that's exciting. And to every week I think here we'll be able to meet all these new people that we didn't know existed, and now you're basically on our radar, which goes through Facebook and all of the social media sites. So I think every meeting like this for an artist is great publicity. It's also great incentive for you guys to keep up your good work, because again, while we're going through this stuff, it's not everyone. Jason kind of told me not to say this, but we're going to say it again. It's just that we look at a lot of people and you're like, oh, it's not for the show. So I just think that the people that we're bringing together are a unique, specific type of individuals that have positive messages in their music. And that's what The Medicine Show is all about. You want to do a shout-out?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Go ahead.
I just remembered...
Zach Saunders is doing a shout-out.
Hey, everybody. Okay. Yeah. So I just want to do a big shout-out to Mr. Manny out in Virginia and Doug Hall.
And I love what you guys are doing with Youth Bands Incorporated. That's actually how I got my start performing out in public. And that's where that's being part of that association of Virginia has actually made me realize that this is something that I want to do seriously, performing music. So yeah, thank you all. And everybody else who's listening who doesn't know what Youth Bands is, you can check out their website at youthbands.org. All right, thank you.
All right, so this has been another episode of The Medicine Show. Thank everybody for coming on. Thank you, Matthew Storm. And thank Matt, and thank you, Zach Saunders, and thanks for the poem. We will see you guys next week on The Medicine Show.
Ciao, everyone. Have a really great weekend.
Stay tuned for The Late Night Show coming up next.
Look into your eyes, look in your heart, tell me from the start. Broken all the hearts, taking all the time, see all the things, threw it all away.